The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My name is Madani Channel. Welcome back to our program Blessed Personalities, in which we discuss the shan, the maqam, the status, the rank of the blessed companions of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam and the prophetic family of the beloved Ali Salatu Wasalam. Subhanallah. And today's topic, Subhanallah, is not just a blessed companion but also from the prophetic family of the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. Yes, my dear viewers and Madani Channel. He is the son of Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The son of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. The brother of Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is none other than Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, today we will discuss their blessed birth, the blessed demise, throughout their life, some parables we will go through inshallah azza wa jal. And we will talk regarding Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, before we start our topic, let's listen to a fadila of reciting durood upon the Prophet Ali salatu wa salam. Nabi Akram Ali salatu wa salam has mentioned, Madhi views of Madhini channel, Awla al-Nasi bi yawm al-qayamati aktharuhum alayya salatan. Now the closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who had recited the most durood park upon me. Subhanallah. So if you want to be close to the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam on the Day of Judgment, recite Durood Pak upon the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. So let's together inshallah recite Durood upon the best of creation Ali Salatu Wasalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, it has been reported in a hadith that once the beloved Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam was carrying a child and he was saying, Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I love him, so you love him too. You must have come to know, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that the child was both beloved of Allah and the beloved of his beloved, the Prophet Ali Salatu Wasalam. And now, my dear viewers of Madani channel, you might be thinking, who was that fortunate child? Who was that fortunate one? So my dear viewers of Madani channel, he was none other than the grandson of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, Hazrat Imam Hassan ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we will go over some biography regarding Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah azza wa jal, and some excellences also. Regarding the blessed birth of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it's mentioned Imam Hassan was born on the third year of Hijrah in Medina Sharif. Hazrat Ali and Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhumah are his parents, was the noblest of all the prophets, the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Hazrat Khatija radiallahu ta'ala anha are his maternal grandparents. On the seventh day of his birth, his aqiqah was performed and two lambs were sacrificed. His blessed head was shaved and then the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wasalam commanded that the weight of his shaved hair in silver should be given a charity. Subhanallah. Now, my dear viewers in Madani channel, what is the excellence of their blessed name, Hassan? It's mentioned that the grandson of the beloved Prophet Ali salatu wasalam were unique in many regards. Even their blessed names were unique, which came from paradise. Subhanallah, their names were given from paradise and were never heard before in the Arabian society. As we mentioned in one of the narrations, that this name Hassan was not known at all in the pagan times, i.e. the time of Jahiliyyah. Another narration states, Hassan and Hussein are two names from paradise. None of the Arabs knew of these names before in the pre-Islamic days, i.e. the era of ignorance. Now Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, many companions have reported that they resemble the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. It's mentioned that he was like his beloved grandfather more than anyone else in his time. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates from Sayyid Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saying that no one resembled the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam more than Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madin channel. Look at this, this is the excellence of Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that no one resembled the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam more than Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear viewers of Madin channel, from the childhood, the signs of blessings were evident from his character, and the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam would praise him in front of different gatherings. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I have seen the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam on the pulpit member with Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu on his side. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked at the assembly at Hassan alternatively and said, indeed, this son of mine is a great leader, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will unite two groups of Muslim on his account. Subhanallah. And this happened later on as well. Everything with the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that will happen, has happened, and inshallah will happen as well. And my dear brother, on another occasion, the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Hassan and Hussein are the two leaders of the young men in Jannah, in paradise. Subhanallah. So they were so dear to the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he would say that both Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein are my two perfumes in the world. Subhanallah. And the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they would play with him out of love for them. They would even make him sit on the blessed back or the blessed shoulders. It has been reported that once the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was carrying Hassan on his shoulders, a man met on his way and said, what a magnificent mount that you ride. Subhanallah. The Prophet Ali Sallallahu Wasallam replied, and what a magnificent rider he is. Subhanallah. That person was praising the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Wasallam, and the Prophet Ali Sallallahu Wasallam started praising Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some examples of his blessed character, my dear viewers of Madini channel, that his efforts in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in form of worship, steadfastness, are worth following. It is stated that Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu had gone on Hajj 25 times on foot. Allahu Akbar. They went Hajj 25 times on foot, even though very fine camels were driven alongside. They had camels, but they went Hajj 25 times on foot. They were very generous, and it's reported that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would give charity from his wealth twice. The Ahlul Bayt are famous for their forbearance, and why not? When they have the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who would show mercy and kindness to everyone and forgave even the worst of their enemies. It's been reported that when Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away, Marwan sobbed at his funeral. Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, now you cry? Weren't you impudent when he was alive? Marwan replied, I used to do all that I did to a man who was more forbearing than this. And he pointed towards the mountain. Allahu Akbar. That is more forbearing than that mountain he was pointing towards. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what can we say in regards to Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah? And this is the Ahlul Bayt, my dear viewers of Madani channel. The family of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, where did they get this forbearance from? Where did they get this mercy from? Where did they get this compassion from? Where did they get this character from? From the teaching of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. They looked at them, they picked upon their blessed way of life, and they implemented that in our life. Similarly, my dear viewers, and in particular parents that are watching, if you want your children to be good, they become good yourself. If you want your children to pray namaz, start praying yourself. If you want your children to stay away from sins, stay away from sins yourself. Children will try to imitate you. If you try to keep your children away from cigarettes by telling them don't stay away, but you're doing cigarettes yourself, then very rarely they will listen to you. They will think, my father is doing it, I will do it. So in Madhya Vizam, take the blessed life on board and change yourself first and then change others. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It's mentioned, Arif Billah, Sayyidina Nuruddin Abdul Rahman Jami rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated that during a journey, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reached a date palm orchard where trees were dead. I mean, it wasn't growing anything, trees were dead. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair was also accompanying Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu during the journey. Imam Hassan stayed at that orchard and the servant spread out the bedding under the dead tree to take rest. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma respectfully said, O grandson of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, if only there were fresh dates on this dead tree so that we would eat them until we would get satisfied, full. Listen to this. Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu recited some duha in a low voice. By its blessings, the dead tree turned into a beautiful green tree with fresh dates appearing on it within few moments. Allahu Akbar. Now seeing this, the camel driver said, it is magic. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair told him off, saying, repent. It is not magic, but rather it is the blessing of the prayer made by the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ and answered by none other than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. People then plucked dates from the tree and the travelers of the caravan ate them until they were satisfied. Raqib-e doshe shahanshah-e umam, ya Hassan ibn Ali, kar do karam. Fatima ke lal, Haider ke pisar, apni ulfat do, mujhe do apna gham. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala, alihi wa alihi wa sallama. But if you use the Madani channel, Sayyidina Ummul Fadl, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the paternal aunt of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, once had a dream and told the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So she said, I saw in my dream, a part of your blessed body came to my home. Listening to this, he sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, you have had a good dream. You have had a good dream. Fatima will give birth to a son and you will breastfeed him. Now when Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha gave birth to Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, so Sayyidina Ummul Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anha breastfed Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Imam Abu Muhammad Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born on the 15th Ramadan Mubarak 3 AH. His blessed name is Hassan, his kunya is Abu Muhammad, and his titles are Taqi, Sayyid, Sibte Rasul, and Sibte Akbar. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also known as Rayhanatul Rasul, subhanallah, the flower of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. This is why my Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki, kya baat raza us chamanistan karam ki, zahra hai kali jisme Hussain aur Hassan phool. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sahbihi, wa barak wa sallam. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated, whenever I saw Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, tears welled up in my eyes. One day, the Prophet alayhi sallam came, saw me in the masjid, and held my hand. So I accompanied him. He sallallahu alayhi sallam did not talk to me until we reached the marketplace of Banu Qaynuqa. When we returned, and he sallallahu alayhi sallam said, where is the little child? Bring him to me. So Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala stated, I saw that Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, sat on the blessed lap of the beloved Prophet alayhi sallatu salam, and the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam inserted the blessed tongue into the mouth of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and said three times, O Allah, I love him. So Ya Allah, you love him. And then love also those who love him. Allahu Akbar. Fatima ke lal, Haider ke pisar, apni ulfat do mujhe do apna gham. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakra radiallahu ta'ala anhu stated that we were offering the salah being led by the Prophet alayhi sallatu salam, when Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was a young child at that time, came. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ performed sajda, prostration, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu sat on the blessed neck and the blessed back of the Prophet ﷺ. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his blessed head from prostration very gently and lowered him very affectionately. Now after the salah was completed, the blessed companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu respectfully said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you treat this child the way you do not treat anyone else. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, he is my flower in the world. He is my flower in the world. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Now, after the leader of believers, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, my dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu assumed Khilafat, Caliphate, and the people of Kufa pledged allegiance to him. Now, having stayed there for a period of time, he delegated the responsibilities of Khilafat to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, subject to certain conditions. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu accepted all these conditions, and hence reconciliation was achieved between them. So this reconciliation was a miracle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who had said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make this son of mine achieve reconciliation between two large groups of the Muslims. Subhanallah. Is mentioned Sayyidina Shaykh Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani rahimahullah. He has said that after Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu pledged allegiance to Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu and delegated the responsibility of Khilafat to him, he addressed the people before the arrival of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu to Kufa. He said, O people, we are indeed your guest and a family member of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whom Allah has removed every type of impurity from and whom Allah has made absolutely pure. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu repeated these words, these sentences, again and again until everyone present in the gathering began to cry and the sound of their crying was heard over a distance. Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they resigned from the Khilafat and some unaware people, astaghfirullah, called him Ya Aar al-Mu'mineen, oh, the one who has caused shame on the Muslims, astaghfirullah. Hearing this, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would say, shame is better than the fire. Allahu Akbar. I.e. shame in the world is better than the punishment in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. How humble, my dear viewers, Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu was. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, my dear viewers of Madni channel, gave the status of Ghawsul Azam in return for giving up the Khilafat. Allahu Akbar. When they gave the Khilafat to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala subhanallah gave him the status of Ghawsul Azam is mentioned on page 392 of Fatawa Razaviyya, volume 28, that Alama Ali Qari Hanafi Makki rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated, indeed, I have received the information from the pious predecessors that when Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who gave up Khilafat, the Caliphate, considering eruption of violence amongst the Muslims, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him and his offspring, i.e. children, the status of Ghawsiyyat-e Uzma in return for this. The first Qutb-e Akbar, Ghawsul Azam, i.e. was Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the middle one was Sayyidina Abdul Qadir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the last one will be Imam Mahdi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. It's mentioned, my dear viewers of Madani channel, that the chief of the generous, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, spent all the wealth and possessions of his home two times and half of the wealth and possession of his home three times in the divine path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ay sakhi, ibn sakhi, apni sakha se de do hissa, Sayyid Ali Hashim. The grandson of the Rasul, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, recited Surah Al-Kahf every night. The blessed Surah was written on a slate whenever he radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to the home of any of his wives. He had that slate with him. SubhanAllah. This was an enthusiasm for the Quran. As some of the routines of Imam Hassan It mentions Sayyidina Abu Sa'id stated that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu once inquired a Qurayshi person about Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The Qurayshi belonging to Medina said, O leader of believers, after offering Salatul Fajr, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu stays in the masjid until sunrise. He then meets and converses with respected visitors until some part of the day passes. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then offers 2 rak'at salah. Afterwards, he goes to the courts of the mothers of the believers and says salam to them. Sometimes the mother of the believers gives something to him. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu then comes to his home. He follows the same routine in the evening. Then the Qurayshi person then remarked, none of us is his equal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, this was briefly some parables, the excellences, the biography of Sir Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the family member of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam, also a companion of the Prophet Ali salatu wasalam. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala allow us to follow in the blessed footsteps of Imam Hassan and show humility, wisdom, and may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon their blessed life and to pass it on to others also. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities, the best personalities.